Yesterday we spoke about the Medrash that explains that the nega on the home was as a way of helping the Jews discover the money that was hidden there. There's another Medrash which gives a different explanation, and I think it's in line with the broader idea of what we spoke about yesterday. The Medrash says that Tzara'at HaBayit can come for another reason. A person has within their home things to offer to other people, but when others come to ask for them, they are dishonest about what they have. Tzara'at HaBayit is a way of everything inside one's home being exposed to the world around them, because as we know, when a bayit has tzara'at before it's pronounced as tameh, all the kelim are taken out so that they will not become tameh as well. This is a way that a person is forced to show what they have on the inside. The common theme here is that the nega on the home is a way of exposing what's inside the home to the world around us. There can be gold that people can offer to others and share with others, or there can be stinginess. The question is what a person has on the inside of their home and what a nega tzara'at comes to reveal. Let's hope that we can appreciate the gold and silver and kelim inside our homes and be able to share with others so that we appreciate what we have, can share with others, and don't need it to be exposed through the means of things like nega tzara'at.